Welcome to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. This guy is starting to own Knoxville like he owns Williams Grove Speedway. The current World of Outlaws Series points leader. He has 14 wins now on the season. And for the eighth time in the last 9 years, he has won the Knoxville Nationals. We bring in Donnie Schatz. Donnie, congratulations again on winning another Knoxville Nationals.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you once again. One of the things I'd like to ask you, and maybe I'm comparing apples to oranges here, but over the past few years and the course of our conversations, when we have talked about whether it's for the podcast or for the newspaper, I remember you saying that in the beginning you didn't like Williams Grove that much, but you come to love it, and now you're just one of the masters at Williams Grove. When you first started going to Knoxville, what was the relationship between you and the track, and what have you and the team been able to do to find the right combination that has made you almost untouchable on Saturday night during the Nationals?
Well, I don't know that there's, everybody's looking for that little bit of magic, but, the track is, when I first went there, it was a place that we seemed to just roll around there, and it's big and it's flat. There's a lot of speed. It's a very tricky place, too. It's somewhat similar to Williams Grove as far as tricky-wise. Williams Grove is, then again, in another league of its own. So, it's not a place that, as a kid, I grew up going to very often, like the Grove wasn't, I'm sorry, but Knoxville was, and I got to be there. So you had a little bit of, before going there and racing, you'd seen it, and you knew what to expect, and all that sort of stuff. So it's, I don't know that there's anything that we really do any different. I've just been very fortunate to be around a lot of great people and, have very good combinations of cars and motors and, some of the best stuff there is. So it just seems to suit my style a little bit. It's been, it can be fast yet slick, but, you somewhat got to be aggressive and patient. So it's, it's just a style of racing that, what I grew up around. So, it may be where I grew up, helps me at that place. And, it just might be a little bit of an advantage. But who knows? It's not something that we can bottle and sell, or we'd probably be doing it. So, we do the best we can when we go there, and it's been a tremendous runner.
Donnie, how fine is the line between aggressiveness and patience all week long at Knoxville?
Well, that's a mental state of mind is what it is, and it's something that, that's something that my father taught me from the word go, and I don't think anybody wants to listen to their dad's advice until they realize that someday they have to, and it's probably the best advice they're going to get. So, it really is. It's something a lot of people put so much emphasis on the Nationals, and it is our biggest race of the year, and it's the holy grail in sprint car racing, but yet you have to find a way to put yourself in a position, it's just another night of racing. And obviously when you get out of the car and you won the race, it's the biggest trophy in all of motorsports and dirt track racing. And it's got the biggest check attached to it. And then it's the time to live on it. But, until that time comes, it's something you just have to race differently. You have to tack it different than, what you do to what other things do your best with it.
When does your, and this is a two-part question, when do you guys actually start preparing as a team in terms of the cars for Knoxville, and when do you start mentally preparing yourself for the week?
Well, you mentally prepare yourself when you put your helmet on. That's really the only time that you can do that. But, it's varied over the years with how we prepare the cars for the Nationals. We've had cars we felt like that, we spent 6 months building for it and this and that, and this year was just the same car we run at Williams Grove was pretty much the same car we run at the Nationals. We just kept working on it and run it up through Canada and Lebanon Valley and all them places, and just decided that, hey, we'll run this at Knoxville. We've run it, we've worked on the little issues to make it better, and it's working very well for us. So we just decided to use that car and put the chrome paint body on there. So, everybody prepares different. We've done it, almost different every year. And, Who knows? Next year might be something completely different. So, you know, it's just it's something you have to adapt to the changes, I guess.
Interesting to hear that it's not the same preparation year in and year out for the Knoxville Nationals, and we can see why, because everybody now is just continually gunning to see if they can upend Donnie Schatz, and Brian Brown came pretty close. I think you'd have to admit to that. I'm curious to find out when he got past you, as you mentioned, the mental attitude is very key. What were you thinking then, and what was the car acting like when Brian went by you there late in the race?
Well, Brian got by me in 1 and 2, and I had to slow down so much in 1 and 2 to stay on the bottom that I was almost left front up on the infield berm, and just got so slow he was able to carry his momentum around the top. You know, you get past, you have to find a way to get back by him, and that's what I did. I knew I was going to have to change what I was doing, and I changed what I was doing, and you know, was able to get back by Brian and you know, somewhat drive away from him. So, you know, that's all part of the game. The hardest thing to do is lead the race at the wrong point. You know, we made a lot of good laps, had some very fast laps in the feature, but when your car changes, it's about, you know, where do I need to be on the racetrack? And Brian, you know, obviously made the top work for him, and I was, you know, able to get back by him on the bottom and get back out on top. So, you know, it's just all part of the race, and the way the track changes is something the drivers have to adapt to. You know, Brian forced me to adapt to what I needed to adapt to, and I had to adapt after that. So it's just, it's all part of racing. That's what racing's about, is, you know, guys making the right decisions and the wrong decisions and trying to be the first one to the checkered.
Was there something there on the lower side through turns 3 and 4 that you're able to hook on to? Because it seemed like when you made the pass back for the lead, something in that turn, all of a sudden it seemed like your car just came right back to life and you just roared right by him.
Well, when you get yourself slowed down like I was in 1 and 2, you know, you don't want to push the issue in the other end either. You want to try to keep yourself consistent. And I did. I probably kept myself too consistent and probably wasn't pushing hard enough, but you know, once I was able to get myself pushing you know, the way I needed to, you know, it worked out. We got ourselves back up to speed, and you know, sometimes you got to be cautious. You can't wear out your tires, you can't push your equipment too hard, and you need to be smart. And you know, I thought that's what was the right thing to do, but obviously, you know, I saved it long enough where, you know, there was something left there. Once Brian got by, we had enough left in there to go. So you know, just do the best you can, and it worked out for us.
I know there's always been a lot of talk about the air and the wings at Knoxville, and talk maybe about some changes in the future. I'm curious to find out, with all the heavy rains and the storms that rolled through and the way it pushed everything back, how much did the track change and how much did the atmosphere change in terms of what you guys might be used to in a typical Knoxville summer day?
Well, the track, the first night when you go, is always pretty wet. You know, the track crew there does a great job of making sure that the racetrack's good, because they know they got a lot of hard racing all week, and with all the festivities they had the weekend before with the 360 Nationals and the Capitani Classic, it's, you know, it's something they really have to work hard at. So the track stayed fast pretty much both of the qualifying nights. I mean, the times didn't slow down hardly at all by the end of the night, and you know, there was still some decent racing on both nights. So, you know, whatever they've done, they figured out how to keep it fast and stay quite a while. And when you put 24 cars on a racetrack to run 50 laps, you expect it to fall off a lot more than it did, and it really didn't. It stayed fairly quick throughout the race. It might have slowed down a second or so, but, you know, it hadn't done that all week long, and that's something that it's hard to prepare for, it's hard to adapt to. So we just seem to be in a little bit better position than what everybody else was for that change. And, you know, that's something that the FTP team does a great job of adapting.
Can you put into your own words what it meant to you as you came and got Doug Clark's double checkers, and you had just won the Knoxville Nationals for the 8th time in the last 9 years?
It's not something you can put into words. It's, you know, it's a great feeling of accomplishment, but, you know, it's not just, you look more forward to the smiling faces you're going to see when you get to victory lane. You know, all them sort of things is what you think about. You know, we're here, we did it, you know, not that we did it the 8th time, we did it today. and that's what it's all about. So, you know, our job is to take one day at a time and do the best we can. And the whole week, we just everything was great. It worked the way it's supposed to. So, and you know, that priceless look on them guys' face was well worth the hard work that's went in all year and all week long. So glad everybody enjoyed it. And now it's on to trying to win a World of Outlaws Championship. We got a lot of races left. We got a lot of good races left. We'll get to hit the West Coast swing and go up to Canada one more time. So it's places that we've run really good in the past, and you know, hopefully we can do our best and win a bunch more races and try to get that championship taken care of.
Well, you already have 14 wins. You've increased your lead to about 145 points over Darren Pittman. And I say this in a positive light. Is there anything along the next several months that will be a concern for you and the STP team in terms of being able to roll into Charlotte in November with a comfortable lead, either having A, already clinched the title, or being on the verge of clinching it? Is there any, not roadblock, but anything you want to be aware of over the next few months?
No, this is racing. Anything can happen. You know, you do your best every day, and you know, the way the guys are doing their job right now, it's pretty hard to say that anything can go wrong, but it can. You know, that's what's unique about racing. Nothing's for sure, and that's you know, that's what makes us all competitive, and or nobody would keep coming. So you know, you can have bad luck. You can have something go wrong. You can have faulty equipment. You can have any of that, but you know, there's processes that everybody goes through to try to keep all them things from happening, and you can't control luck. You know, you can't control destiny either, so you just try to do the right things at the right times and make the best of it.
Donnie, I know this is a little bit early, but right now we have a lot of listeners, and our fan base in Australia and New Zealand is getting geared up as they are coming out of their winter, getting in towards spring. Their sprint car season is a few months away. I'm just curious to find out and maybe let them know any plans that you might have coming up during the wintertime to head off and race in either Australia or New Zealand.
There won't be any New Zealand stop this year, unfortunately, but we'll be going to Australia. Yeah, Australia has become a yearly stop, and look forward to seeing all the people and friends and fans that we've made over there over the years, over the last almost 20 years. So, you know, that's kind of like just coming home. We feel like you're coming home for the winter, really, and being over there. So that'll be, you know, near Christmas and New Year's time. And, you know, it'll be similar to what last winter was, but, you know, still got plans to go to Arizona with the late model in January when I come home from Australia. And, you know, that's about it. Look forward to starting up the 2015 season and getting in full force the end of January.
Seems like we don't have much of an off-season anymore, do we?
No, when it comes to racing, you need to be out racing as much as you can, and you know, we're very fortunate to do what we love to do, so look forward to that, you know, a few weeks off here and there, but for the most part, it's get back racing and try to get back winning races.
And, of course, you'll be rolling into Central Pennsylvania in the matter of a few weeks, and it's always a great time when the Outlaws come and take on the posse. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You guys took care of us last time around. I should say the posse took care of you guys. We'll see if you guys can flip the table or not.
Yeah, well, we'll do what we can. You know, the PA guys have definitely been one up on us, but you know, that's something that that happens from time to time. I know we're working as hard as we can to do everything we can to try to fix that. But take one day at a time and do your best, and that's what brings.
Well, Donnie, congratulations again on winning another Knoxville Nationals. All the best of luck to you and the STP team over the remainder of the year. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the pits here in a few weeks at Williams-Grove Speedway.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Donnie Schatz joining us here on the Sprint Car Show.